That'll be Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team will host Bowling Green this weekend. Jordan George with us. Did you have a good break?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's always nice to see family and friends, get a couple of days off from hockey, but now we're back to it. It's nice.
You guys were playing so well before the break. The break come at a good time or a bad time in your mind?
I think it was, I don't know, both ways. I mean, it could go over to bad time because we were playing good hockey, but it's always nice to get a break and get home away from a few days from hockey, and now we're back at it and excited.
You kind of scored goals in bunches there in the first half. Kind of sum up your first half in your mind.
Oh, I mean, it was all right. I mean, we started off a little slow, but, Claude came into my line there, and he's a big part of our hockey team. He works hard, and I think he's a big reason why we're having success right now.
Biggest question coming into the year was who's going to score goals, and everybody has. How much better does that make this team?
Oh, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you get scoring by committee, it's always great. If one guy doesn't show up, one line doesn't show up, the next line, they're going to show up and get him for you, so it's nice.
By far the story of your guys' first half is the penalty kill. It's been so good. As you've watched this penalty kill, as you've practiced against it, what have you noticed about them?
Oh, I mean, they're just relentless. You know, they're always in good spots. They get clears. They clear the puck when they need to. They block a lot of shots, too, and then we get good goaltending back there, so it's nice.
What do you guys need to accomplish this weekend?
I think we just need to get back to hard work, get back to how we were playing, and establish a forecheck and take care of our end first, and then the offense will take care of itself.
Good luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.